Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Test the Time News.
Episode 520.
Freudian slip. Now you know. So Elon has bought his first open market purchase of Tesla shares since February of 2020 and the largest insider acquisition by value, according to the SEC Form 4 filing.
So how much Tesla stock did Elon buy?
$1 billion.
No, seriously.
I am serious. Elon bought 2,560,000 shares of Tesla on September 12th at an average price of $389. Multiply those together and his purchase is worth $1 billion.
Okay, moving on.
Wow. So that was a 0.62% increase in Elon's stake in Tesla, which is a very bullish sign.
Yep. Elon posted Tesla up $69 to about $420 as foretold in the prophecy. Gregor Truck said, guys, he's tweeting about the stock. He's buying the stock. Daddy's home. Tesla is back.
And then he said, Daddy is very much home. And burning the midnight oil with Optimus Engineering on Friday night. Then red eye overnight to Austin, arriving 5 a.m. Wake up to have lunch with my kids and spend all Saturday afternoon in deep technical reviews of the Tesla AI 5 chip design. Fly to Colossus 2 on Monday to walk the whole data center floor. Review transformer and power production. Excellent progress. Depart midnight. Then up to 12 hours of back-to-back meetings across all Tesla departments, but particular focus on AI/autopilot, Optimus production plans, and vehicle production/delivery.
Wow. And I guess that's why the stock just took off.
Right. But what a doofus. If Elon had been on our investor club, he would have known to buy earlier than this.
Yeah. We'll talk about that today on Investor Club because somebody was right.
Thanks to Birch for sponsoring this episode.
Each Birch mattress is made with premium natural and organic materials to support breathability and temperature regulation, which is great this time of year where we live in the fall. It can be hot one day and then cool the next.
We both sleep on a Birch Lux natural mattress and have for years.
I sleep so much better now compared to my old mattress. It's so comfortable and features an added quilted organic cotton pillow Eurotop. It relieves pressure points and is targeted zone lumbar support for my back issues. I wake up less throughout the night and have fewer aches and pains.
Birch mattresses are designed to be comfortable and supportive for all sleep positions. Whether you're a back, side, or combination sleeper, this mattress was designed for you. You'll get excellent comfort and support regardless of your preferred sleep position.
I like that my mattress has natural breathability and cooling properties. Each Birch mattress is made with premium natural and organic materials to support breathability and temperature regulation, naturally hygroscopic wool, and natural latex that allows for increased airflow to keep you cool and comfortable.
You spend a third of your life in bed, so why settle for anything less than the best?
Crafted with natural and organic materials, Birch mattresses are created with natural wool, organic latex, and organic cotton.
Certified safe and fiberglass free, we feel comfortable knowing that we're sleeping on zero polyurethane based foams.
That means no noxious off-gassing while you sleep.
Unlike other companies, all Birch mattresses are always 100% fiberglass free.
So if you're looking for a safe and sustainable mattress for your kids during this back to school season, check out their Birch Kids Natural Mattress.
Thank you to Birch Living for sponsoring this episode.
So The Boring Company posted, Prufrock 4 is our smartest, fastest, and safest tunnel boring machine, and the next iterations, 5, 6, and 7, are already being built at the Boring Factory in Texas. Goal is continuous mining and zero people in tunnel. Zip it! We are hiring exceptional M-E-E-E-N-S-W-E's? join us? What are those?
Mechanical, electrical, and software engineers.
Oh, gotcha.
And then Elon posted Grindr, but for rocks.
I mean, that video made boring tunnels look sexy.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, digging tunnels is cool. Why was the tunnel the last tunnel that we thought was cool? This is neat.
It totally is. I think they need boring tunnel uniforms, though. Jumpsuits, maybe. So Elon posted this. The Samsung fab in Texas will make AI6, not AI5, and the decision regarding using HBM, which is high bandwidth memory, has not been made yet. As the ratio of total parameters to active, frequently used parameters, increases, the cost per unit of useful compute and compute per watt may favor relatively conventional RAM. You can fit more total RAM on the board if you use normal memory than high bandwidth memory, and it's super cheap. Maybe high bandwidth memory is still the right choice, but using HBM isn't the slam dunk many people think it is.
Okay, so what is Elon talking about here?
Okay, well, let's remember that right now there are AI4 chips in the latest Tesla vehicles. The AI5 chip is nearing design completion and will be made by TSMC in Taiwan and Arizona. And Tesla should start getting them to put in the actual vehicles and Optimus robots in late 2026. What Elon is talking about in these two posts is whether Tesla should use high bandwidth memory or regular memory on the AI6 chip.
Okay, if they haven't made the AI5 chip yet, how are you designing the AI6 chip?
This is just like with Starship, where they're already on version 4, even though they are launching version 2s. Like Tesla, SpaceX, these companies are so fast at iteration that they're actually designing things after they've already made the thing that they're working on. Like, it's crazy fast innovation.
Okay. And so he's talking about memory here. Why wouldn't they want faster memory?
Think about your own computer. Sometimes you're building a rig for gaming and you want to put the latest, most expensive GPUs and memory in to get the last inch of excitement right out of your computer. But other times you've kind of learned probably in the past that that doesn't buy you what you thought it was going to buy. Like, you spent a lot of money and maybe it is technically faster than my computer, but it's not maybe worth it. So I think Elon here wants the cheapest cost of compute per watt. And even though the HBM, the high bandwidth memory, would be faster, it does this kind of trade-off using more energy, about 30% more energy. And so I think Elon is considering using regular memory with AI6 to save that energy, because we're talking about vehicles and robots that don't have unlimited energy. That's my thought. I'm not a computer engineer.
Interesting.
Let me know down in the comments if you agree or disagree. So Tesla's Giga Berlin manager, André Thierig, told Germany's DPA News that Tesla plans to increase production at Giga Berlin for the rest of the year due to increased demand and strong sales.
André said, "We currently have very good sales figures and have therefore revised our production plans for the third and fourth quarters upwards. We supply well over 30 markets and definitely see a positive trend there."
Yay!
Go school!
Good news.
So for all the negative European news that we've been seeing for the past few months, this might be a reversal.
It is a reversal.
We work hard. We play hard.
So there was a lot of hullabaloo on X for a few hours as some people had posted that a new anime companion named Moon would be coming to Tesla soon as the in-car Grok personality. And a lot of people are like, I don't want that. But before we go any further, Elon posted,
"Not true."
Not true.
Right. So I guess this was a leak. And again, when you see rumors and leaks on X, that's why we don't post them. Because they're not always true.
I wouldn't mind having a companion in...
Or a choosable companion.
That's not my first choice. I'm not a weeb, so I don't need an anime girl to be my...
Exactly. I think if there are going to be some companions or personalities, that's great, but just give us a wide array of choices like they do now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup.
And Tesla Europe and Middle East posted, "Cybertruck reservation holders in the UAE can now order. Public configuration launching in the coming weeks in the Middle East." That's exciting. Hmm. Cybertruck is spreading across the world. All right, time for some SpaceX news. And Robin posted, "Starbase 2018. So here's 2018, what Starbase looked like, versus 2025. Here's what it looks like today.
Wow.
7 years.
Wow.
Now it's a city.
That's kind of nuts.
It is totally nuts.
Go on landing burn.
And then check out this video. I normally, you know, every week see a bunch of Falcon 9 landings and I'm like, ho hum, that happens all the time now.
You just heard the call out for the landing burn start on the Falcon 9 first stage. Again, this is the final burn that this booster will see before landing.
This is probably the craziest, most insane video I have seen of a landing. So check this out. This is tracked all the way to landing at the Landing Zone 2 at Space Launch Complex 40 at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida.
Stage one landing leg deploy.
This mission involved the delivery of the Northrop Grumman Cygnus XL spacecraft to the ISS, carrying over 11,000 pounds of supplies, scientific experiments, and holiday treats.
Yeah, because don't forget, it takes months to plan these things, and Christmas is coming up, so you got to bring those cookies. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. And on Patreon today, don't forget that you got your chance here to win the Tesla Model Y front cooler. So if you haven't joined Patreon, you can join for as little as a buck a month, and you could win. We've had, what, half a dozen winners so far?
But if you go over to Patreon, you're going to be a winner anyway, because three times a week, you get Patreon bonus stories,
including today, why we all need FSD in our cars. You're not going to want to miss this one.
We'll see you wonderful patrons over on Patreon.
All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. It's time for Elon's X's of the week. And Tectone posted, Twitch is corrupt and needs immediate action. Twitch, you must ban Hassan. What are we talking about here?
A clip. I don't even want to play the clip, really. He's saying some pretty violent things.
And Elon said, what's up here, Jeff Bezos? Because Twitch is owned by Amazon. And Chibi said, you all realize how big of a deal this is, right? Elon Musk directly calling out Amazon, Twitch, and Hassan. Something is probably going to happen, finally.
Elon said, just wondering if Amazon thinks it's okay to pay and promote someone, he's paid by Twitch and Amazon, who makes repeated calls for murder.
Elon then posted this meme. Elon said, Soros' crimes against humanity are many and manifold. Sid posted, population projections are meaningless because they assume the TFR, which is the total fertility rate, declines are going to stop immediately and then rebound slightly. We don't know how low the recent TFR drops will go.
And Elon said, exactly.
Right. So you see these charts a lot of times, and then kind of like many energy charts, they just start going back up again.
I remember that.
Yeah. We don't think that's going to actually happen.
It was like the opposite in the International Energy Agency, they'd show like solar climbing, and they're like, oh, well, okay, so it's climbed up until this point, and then it's gonna go whoop.
I mean, if you look at Italy, I remember 10 years ago, they said, oh, the fertility rate will rise again, and it is not. Ed Davey said, I've written to Keir Starmer, Kemi Badenoch, and Nigel Farage, urging them to join me in condemning Elon Musk's dangerous remarks inciting violence yesterday. As leaders, we must stand together and make clear Musk will face serious consequences for these actions.
And Elon said, you are a craven coward.
Will says, if airlines sorted plane seating by age, I think we could meaningfully bump the birth rate. Serendipity technology.
And Elon said, good idea.
Elon said, well, at times the discussion on X can become negative. It's still good that there is a discussion happening. X is the global town square. And he went on to say, unity is impossible with evil fanatics who celebrate murder. All he wanted was reasonable debate, but still the radical left celebrated the cold-blooded murder of Charlie Kirk. Then U.S. Ministry of Truth posted, hope this helps, Reddit.
And Elon said, that's how they view it.
Eon77 says, is Macro Hard an actual project that is currently underway?
Elon said, we are literally painting Macro Hard on the roof of the Colossus 2 supercompute cluster in Memphis. This big enough so you can read it from space.
So maybe that's why he's visiting. He's going to get his paint out and start rolling the roof.
He might.
Warren Redlich says, this is not about buying stock. This is about SpaceX. And we're talking about Elon's post a few days ago, last week, where he said, you'll thank me later. And we're like, for what? Elon said.
Correct.
So it's about SpaceX. We're going to thank him for Starship. We're going to thank him for helping us get to Mars. And Tesla Optimus posted, when I clean your house, I'll be Optimus Grime. All right, it's time for the EV tip of the week. And I didn't know this was a thing until your Tesla karaoke microphone arrived the other day and you showed me this.
So we found out that you can use the karaoke microphone with the boombox mode so the outside of your car will make noise. It's very directional.
Oh, you can hear really well in the front. Once you go around the side, it doesn't sound good. So good. I can't talk. There's a slight delay.
So hard to talk. But if you're doing an event, you can park and be like, hey everybody, welcome to my event. I'm going to get up in the bed of my truck. You can't use this while driving. Hello. I own a Cybertruck.
Be careful with your arm waves.
This is pretty cool.
So let me get this straight. The Tesla microphones, you get a pair of them. They're $215 for the pair. Is it worth it?
No. I'm sorry to say.
It's fun, though.
It's very fun, but the delay is horrible. It's about probably, it's over 200 milliseconds of delay. So when you talk, it sounds like this.
It sounds like this.
And you might go, oh, well, that sounds cool. It sounds like you're in a stadium. If you're singing, you always sound like you're singing late. It sounds like you're drunk, which sucks because it's like there's no reason that they should have designed something like that, in my opinion. I think Tesla should go back to the drawing board.
All right, it's time for Supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found out there.
Hey, Zach and Jesse, this is Brian. We are at the Idaho Springs, Colorado Supercharger. We are 7,500 feet above sea level, and there is 8 superchargers in this location. And just around the corner over here, there is a plethora of places to eat and shop and chill out. I give this a 9 out of 10. Want for nothing at the Idaho Springs Supercharger location. This is Brian, and now you know.
Hey, Zach and Jesse, this is Philip from Belgium again. My car is now fully charged. That means 100%. Because we've spent some time having breakfast behind me. It's the most fantastic breakfast place in Germany, I think. It's in Merklingen, and there are a lot of superchargers. I didn't count them all, but they are all fantastic, fast and reliable. So now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. We've got a map on our website where you can view all of everybody's reviews that they've ever done, and you can also upload your own.
Yeah, we need your reviews, so please submit them. And thank you so much for joining us today, everybody. Don't forget to head on over to Patreon for your chance to win the front cooler and see our bonus stories today.
We'll see you on Thursday, everybody.
Now you know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.